I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. There has been a serious military flare-up on the Israeli border with Syria. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli warplanes launched several waves of airstrikes inside Syria after an Iranian drone infiltrated Israeli territory on the disputed Golan Heights and was shot down. The Israeli army said a large-scale attack destroyed at least a dozen Syrian and Iranian targets in Syria. An Israeli F-16 fighter jet was also shot down and crashed inside Israel. The two pilots were injured and rushed to a hospital. The Israeli military described the drone infiltration as a severe violation of Israeli sovereignty and warned that Iran and Syria are playing with fire.
South Korea's Olympic outreach achieved a diplomatic breakthrough this Saturday when President Moon Jae-in was invited to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. A letter from Kim Jong-un articulating his willingness to improve inter-Korea relations was delivered to President Moon by Kim's sister, Kim Yo-jung, during a lunch for the North Korean Olympic delegation at South Korea's Presidential Blue House. U.S. President Donald Trump has blocked the release of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo alleging FBI abuses of power during a probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The president okayed the release of the Republican memo, which claims the FBI improperly obtained a warrant to spy on former Trump campaign advisor and also his connections to Russia. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News. At the Winter Olympics in South Korea, sports fans flocked to the cross-country skiing center.